This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The Taliban is going house to house in Afghanistan looking for those who cooperated with the U.S. That's the word from U.N. Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet, who says there are credible allegations of reprisal killings of some former Afghan National Security Forces personnel.
Credible allegations of reprisal killings of a number of former ANSF personnel and reports of civilians who were for previous administrations and their family members being arbitrarily detained.
She also says there is deeply troubling information about Taliban raids on offices of some advocacy groups. President Biden's on the way to Idaho, and he'll visit California today, too, to see what the wildfires there have done. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
His first stop, Boise, Idaho, where he'll deliver remarks during a visit to the National Interagency Fire Center. Then it's off to Sacramento, California, to survey more wildfire damage. He wraps up the day at an election event for Governor Gavin Newsom, who's facing a recall vote. On Tuesday, Biden's in Denver, Colorado, back to surveying wildfire damage. His western visit is aimed at drumming up support for his spending plan by linking it to beating back wildfires. He's looking to connect the dots between the increasing frequency and other extreme weather events and the need to invest billions in combating the climate crisis. I'm Julie Walker.
Tropical storm Nicholas getting stronger, now just off the Gulf Coast. It could slam into Texas as a hurricane today. Forecasters say it'll rain heavily on coastal areas from Louisiana to Mexico. Climate change could push more than 200 million people to leave their homes in the next 30 years. That's according to the World Bank. About a million New York City public school students are back at school this morning, actually in school. There's a vaccine mandate for teachers. This is AP News. The leader convicted in a bombing at a mosque in Minnesota in 2017 will be sentenced today.
Emily Claire Harry, who was previously known as Michael Harry, the leader of an Illinois anti-government militia group, who authorities say was the mastermind behind the 2017 bombing of a mosque in Bloomington, Minnesota, faces a mandatory minimum of 30 years in prison for the attack on the Dar el-Farouk Islamic Center. Harry's attorney, Shannon Elkins, is asking U.S. District Judge Donovan Frank for no more than the minimum 30-year sentence and says the gender dysphoria and misinformation fueled Harry's inner conflict that led to the bombing. Prosecutors are seeking a life sentence. While no one was physically hurt in the attack, prosecutors say the bomb was an act of terror. I'm Jennifer King.
Five people died in a fire in Akron, Ohio this morning, and four were injured. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Firefighters arrived to find relatives and neighbors trying to help the family members of a home there get out. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.